Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Saturdays with Jenny.
Now, like so many of you, I am at my wit's end about alcohol. I'm at my wit's end as to why a whole section of the business side of South Africa is in tatters. And I cannot understand you can't go to a restaurant, just be able to order a glass of wine. I'm not able to understand that. Or a glass of beer, or whatever it is. I just think it is, I don't believe that we have thought this through properly. And the devastation that has followed is just, it's unmitigated. Everybody, wherever you go, they are suffering, and they have supported their staff. I mean, you all know the story. But there is one tiny ray of light, and that is you are able to drink drinks that taste like the real thing, but actually have got no alcohol. They've got no alcohol, and I've tasted some of them, and they are damn good. So please consider them. And to share a little bit of what is actually happening in the community is the marketing manager for Castle Lager, and that is Speer Wundler. And Speer, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your Saturday morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Jenny. Such an honour to be speaking with you.
Well, it's my honour as well, because I feel so deeply about this. And it's just watching something die. And you know, we cannot recreate everything. It's all very well saying, no, it'll be fine when it's all over. We don't know when it's all over. We just have no idea. And there've got to be alternatives to keep somehow or other our entertainment industry alive.
I absolutely agree with you. I think as SAB, we're very, very in alignment with government's intention in curbing the spread of COVID-19. It has been a devastating disease, and we absolutely have supported some of the restrictions that they've put in, such as the limitations on gatherings of people, and such as the curfew and things like that. But like you, we absolutely do agree that things like on-premise consumption are things that can be done safely and within COVID protocols, and really keep our industry going. It has really been a devastating time for us as an industry. We impact up to 1 million jobs. We've had about 165,000 lost in total alcohol. SAB alone is responsible for 250,000 livelihoods of just our staff only, and that's excluding people like taverners and people in the supply chain and truck drivers and things like that. And so we really are wanting to come to a really reasonable way of approaching this that keeps the economy going, helps us able to keep our lights on and jobs in this economy and at this difficult time, and also encouraging people, obviously, and as always, to enjoy our products and all alcohol products responsibly.
Well, let's just talk about these alcohol-free products. I mean, I know that Speer is doing it. I know that people are doing it all over the place, and I'm talking about wine in this instance. But there are alcohol-free beers.
Absolutely.
So take us through some of the offerings.
So we absolutely are very, very excited about Castle Free. Of course, the iconic Castle family has given birth to some amazing, amazing beers. Castle Free is South Africa's first non-alcoholic lager, and it's definitely the drink of choice. It's definitely one of my favorites personally. If you're opting to go for an alcohol-free beer, it really provides the perfect example of why beer is still beer. Without the alcohol. So it's brewed with the same ingredients and the same process. The only extra step involves removing the alcohol using a combination of natural processes. So in the end, you come up with the same taste, the same color, and of course, the same castle. Mm. And what's really exciting for Castle Free right now is we've just partnered up with Duchess, which is South Africa's first non-alcoholic gin and tonic. Mm. And so we're bringing people the perfect party pack to kickstart 2021. We're calling it the Brew and Botanical Alcohol Free Party Pack, which has just launched in selected Checkers. And the Handy Pack has got 4 bottles of Castle Free and 4 bottles of Duchess Botanical. And so you'll get that for a really great price point of R89. And so it's a really great alcohol free alternative.
So the gin is also, I mean, I know the botanicals and whatever. So the gin itself has had the alcohol side of it just removed.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. So you see, I mean, you can go and you can buy these. I mean, I don't know whether, no, of course, bottle stores are closed. I mean, there is a limit to what you can actually buy, of course. But where would you buy it? You'd buy it at a supermarket, wouldn't you?
So, yes. So this current deal is available at limited Checkers, but Castle Free is really available at all your major stockists nationwide. You can find it at Pick n Pay, you can find it at Checkers in the actual grocery store. Because it is not alcoholic, it doesn't need to have a delineation within the alcohol or the liquor space.
Okay, so when I say it ameliorates part of the problem, it's like a drop in the ocean. It is. I think non-alcoholic drinks, something like 2% of the amount of drinks that are sold in South Africa. But clearly, that is going to grow, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, low or no alcohol beer products represent 20% of AB InBev's global beer volume by 2025. That absolutely is something that is growing in the world. It is something that we are growing in South Africa. Castle Free is the biggest non-alcohol free beer in Africa. And we do also, by implication, aim to reduce the harmful use of alcohol by at least 10% in 6 cities across the globe at AB InBev and implement our best practices globally by 2025. And this really is a part of helping people to embrace the non-alcohol lifestyle, the alcohol-free lifestyle, the patient, the moderation. And so, yeah, we're absolutely recognizing that, you know, beer has been a part of South Africa's rich history for thousands of years. And we do believe that every experience of beer should be a positive one. And so while we do have these 9 small drinking beliefs, one of them, which I just want to talk about quickly, is the fact that providing consumers with high-quality, no and low-alcohol beers can play a really important role in reducing the harmful use of alcohol. So this is really the way the world is moving, and our targeted efforts to curb the harm caused by the abuse of alcohol within communities are really embedded in our everyday work as a company. We're proud of Castle Free. We're proud of the work that we're doing with responsible drinking, our responsible messaging, our smart drinking initiatives, and we really do encourage our beer-loving nation to embrace non-alcohol alternatives.
Okay, so there are lots and lots of people listening saying, yeah, well, no, fine. I don't want to drink something that tastes thin and horrible. I want my alcoholic Castle Lager. If you were to put in front of a dedicated beer drinker an anonymous Castle Lager with alcohol and an anonymous Castle Lager, for instance, without alcohol, would you tell the difference?
Well, this is actually one of the coolest and most exciting things that we were actually able to do when we launched Castle Free. So we were activating at the Cape Town Sevens tournament a couple of years ago at the Old Normal, and we actually had our stand where we had people come and try and taste the difference between a Castle and a Castle Free. Mm. And the reality is, even our most sophisticated beer fundies could not tell the difference. And that really speaks to the quality of ingredients and the process that goes into a Castle Free. It doesn't have a weird aftertaste. It doesn't taste thinner. It literally is a Castle with all the alcohol brewed out. And so that's a really great alternative for people who are wanting to enjoy the sociability of being with people safely, of course, in this climate, and doing so in a responsible way while drinking and really still enjoying that same taste.
So, Spare, where would you go and buy it? If somebody is listening to us and they're desperate for a glass of lager, let's say, where would they go? Supermarkets?
You can absolutely go to supermarkets everywhere. All of your major retailers, your Pick n Pay, your Checkers, your Macros, all of those people are carrying our alcohol-free beverage, which is Castle-free. Absolutely amazing. Tastes like Castle and one that you can enjoy.
Well, listen, I know I don't want to sort of sound loopy over this, but when you went through the chain of people who are being thrown out of work by this ban, it's even the people who helped to print the labels, and they all have families, so it's almost patriotic to buy a bottle of non-alcoholic Castle Lager or the gin or whatever the hell it is that actually has no alcohol. Just remember, it goes to the companies that actually are having to lay off people. It's just a tragedy what's happening around us.
Absolutely, Jen. And I think one of the powerful things is the fact that Castle Lager has all of its ingredients 100% homegrown. So everything, whether it be Castle Lager, Castle Free, is 100% sourced from South Africa. It is our beer made here. It is for us, by us. So whenever you buy a Castle Free right now, you are literally sowing back into the economy. You are literally supporting hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people who are impacted by that supply chain, whether it be farmers, whether it be the people that make our bottles, the packaging, and all of those elements in our beer.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us and just pointing out that there are alternatives while the ban exists. Spe Wundler, thank you very much indeed from South Africa.
Thank you so much.
Many thanks.
Thank you so much, Jenny.
Saturdays with Jenny, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.